Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm trying very hard to get this going.
Hello, everybody. We're in a break in the master class in Oathorn at the beautiful auditorium at the J.C. Langenhofen Museum, which is an art center. And we've just finished the first part of our masterclass. And I'm sitting here with Greta. She comes from a place called Ladysmith, which is about an hour and a half drive away from here. And she's been very interested because her daughter is part of the Klein Karoo Choir. And now she came because she wants to learn on her own. Now I know her, of course, as the mother of Lauren, but I don't know anything about her. So welcome, Greta, and why don't you tell us a little bit about why you're here?
Miriam, I want to tell you some many things that in my life that I've missed out on. And since the first moment I've met you, I realized that the things that I've been searching for, I can find the answers. So that's why I'm here. I want to find the answers.
So what is it that you were searching for?
Well, since I was a small girl, I've always wanted to sing. And I imagined myself singing in opera theaters all over the world because that's what I wanted to do. But I know I don't have an opera voice. My voice has always been a sweet voice. It's never been a heavy voice. And yeah, I was just never able to go any further with it. My voice always got so tired, and I was only able to sing for a short period of time, and then I would go completely hoarse, and I wouldn't be able to sing. So, yeah, that's
did you, what I've been did you have voice lessons?
Yes, at school.
Okay. And tell me what happens to your voice when you teach.
My throat starts aching like I've got tonsillitis or something like that. It starts burning. And eventually my voice just goes totally hoarse and disappears almost.
Mm-hmm. And have you spoken to a doctor?
No, I've never gone to a doctor, yeah.
Okay, and with the teachers who taught you voice, did you talk to them about it?
They just always told me that I haven't exercised enough and I'm not breathing properly and that's why my voice gets so.
Okay, so here is my question. Weren't they supposed to teach you how to quote-unquote breathe properly?
Yes, and I think in their way they did try to do it, but it's always been through the nose. And like what you explained to us today, it's only that they've taught us to only breathe through your nose, and that's an unnatural way to do it. But what I've learned today, it's so natural and so easy. I mean, just with me breathing through my mouth, never mind the other two methods that you showed us. It's just a total change.
Well, breathing through the mouth is just one way, but we don't use the word breathing at all. We don't ever breathe through the mouth. We never inhale. We never exhale. So the process that we use is dependent on all three elements working together to get to the highest point. So all of a sudden, it's not about the mouth anymore. It's not about the nose anymore either. What is it that you feel when you go to the third level?
It feels like my, I don't know, my whole singing, if I can call it like mind, is opening up and it's free because there's no tension there. There's just no tension.
In the throat.
Yes.
Right.
And while we did the breathing, like you explained that.
We didn't breathe.
I know you didn't breathe, but for the lack of a better word to explain it. But the air, the flowing of the air.
There you go. The flowing of the air and the allowing and the connecting to the flow of the air.
Yes.
Okay.
While that happened, it really felt like there's no tension whatsoever. There was no pain and there was no tension.
And that is exactly where we need to be. What we're going to do in the second part is we're going to put our technical knowledge into the voice, into the instrument. And then we'll talk about this later again. Tell me about Lauren. Tell me about the progress that she's made between the time that I was here the last time in the choir and now.
It's a bit difficult to say because if I'm very honest, Lauren didn't practice the flow of air as much as she should have.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say that before the first time that you came, Lauren, she loves singing, but she's always been mimicking opera singing. And she loves throwing her voice into these high registers with immense power and strength. But in the meantime, I know that she has changed that. She really tries to, or put it this way, she will often tell me, "Mommy, can you hear this lady is singing in the wrong place?" And then we would listen to each other and she would say, this wasn't right. I shouldn't have sung it like that. I should rather have sung it like this. She can hear.
In other words, the whole mentality of listening and internal listening and internal hearing is completely changed on her, which is the basis for the work that we do. Because when you can't hear, and when you can't hear it externally, then you connect to it internally, and it's the internal connection that we're after. A person should never judge by what they hear outside, because the minute they hear themselves outside, they begin manipulating outside. But when you listen to yourself on the inside and you follow internal listening and internal hearing, then you can go into a completely different realm. It's great. She's a very, very bright girl. And she's made some great, great, great changes. And here is the conversation I think that's important. You're here actually because you want to teach, not necessarily because you want to sing. Is that so?
Yes, I think it's a combination of both. I've always wanted to sing, but I also have a desire to be able to teach children the right way, to be able to fulfill their dreams. I think both.
If you had to make a choice of singing or teaching, what would you choose?
It would be nice to have both, but if I'm forced to choose, I would choose teaching.
The reason that a singer is not a teacher, and a teacher cannot be a singer, is really very, very simple. If a student comes to you and you're working on a melody, what would you do? To teach that student the melody, what would you do?
Well, I usually play it on the piano for them.
Okay. So you play it on the piano and then the singer makes a mistake, what would you do?
I would sing it to them.
Exactly. Now, here lies the crux. The minute you sing, you have your voice, your production, your ego, you have everything that's going on inside of your head. You have inside your voice. The student who comes to you because they think you know. And what they will do is they will follow your voice and try to do exactly what you do, Lauren. Tries to do with her voice exactly what she hears in the recordings that other people do. And so what you said was she was mimicking other people. Well, the same mimicking of other people is going to be your student trying to mimic your voice instead of really be able to create with his own potential, with his own understanding, with his own voice, his own sound, not your sound, not trying to mimic you, but going after his own understanding of what he thinks his voice needs to do. Your job as a teacher is to guide that student into his own voice. You cannot, under any circumstances, sing to him. You cannot use your own instrument to show him anything. The best you can do is you can show him how to sing, which is speaking and singing in the same place. But you cannot make a single solitary sound with your own instrument that would in any way influence his ideas or his thought process of his own sound. That's the reason.
It makes absolute sense.
And that is why I am so adamant about it, because I've seen it
hundreds
of times
came to me
from certain teachers, and they have
the teacher's imprint
on their voice. And when we began working with that voice individually, all of a sudden, there was a completely different voice that came out. Okay, this is why there are no teachers. Because ultimately, they come to study with me, and then ultimately, they want to sing. They really don't want to teach. Teaching is the way out. And people begin teaching after they make their careers, and after their own voices don't work anymore, then they decide, okay, now I'm a teacher. And what do? They teach exactly the same way that they did their own voice. They teach it to somebody else. So that thing doesn't work. That's why a decision is necessary for you and taking responsibility for the children. We'll talk again after the second part. Thank you. So while everybody is still out to lunch, I grab Mia, because Mia is one of the members of the choir, of the Klein Karoo Regional Choir. She is, how old?
11.
She's 11. And basically, she's been through the first set of teaching, where we taught all the children. And now she's in the group of students that basically are much older, but she wanted to be here again. So welcome, Mia.
Thank you.
And can you tell me why you wanted to do the masterclass again?
Because I feel that I need it, because it helps me with my voice. It makes my voice more beautiful, and I need it being great.
What do you think is the difference between what you learned in the first masterclass and what you're learning now?
It's more intense this time. The game is more intense.
Do you think it was less intense for all the children?
A little bit, because you have to explain more. You have to say it more not complicated, but more that big people, adults, can understand.
Mm. In other words, what you think is that I made it easier in language for the children to be able to understand it. And did you understand it?
Yes.
And why are you back?
Because I just love the company of Miriam.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's a sweet thing to say, but you're here for learning. So what is it that you're learning now? Again, because the information is basically the same, you're absolutely correct. It's geared to an older audience. And what's different for you?
It just helps me understand it more, because then it can work in my mind, and it can come through quicker and easier.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the more the better. Tell me, over the last number of months, between October when I was here the last time and now, what has changed in your voice?
It's more clear and more Latin, bigger.
Mm-hmm. And to what do you attribute that to? Attribute. Why do you think that is?
And sometimes it still slips away, but I'm correcting.
Mm-hmm. And what do you feel when you don't use the throat?
No effort.
No effort. Great. And the voice gets larger with no effort?
More clear.
Mm. That's very interesting, because most people think that the more effort you put in, the more you're going to get out. and we work on a different level. The deeper and the higher you're able to connect internally, the more the sound grows. Would you say that because of that, your love for the voice or your love for your voice changed, and also your level of confidence?
I have more confidence, and I love it even more.
And do you want to become an artist?
Yes.
A singer?
Yes.
What kind of music do you want to sing?
Opera.
You want to sing opera? We got a ways to go, but we have a great start. Marvelous. So, there is somebody to watch. Mia?
Erasmus.
Very special young lady. Very mature for her age. And she knows exactly what you want and what she wants. And she's going after it. And that's an absolutely incredible attribute, is to know where you're going and what you want out of your life. So we have a ways to go, but we're definitely on the right road. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you, babe.
So we've just completed the masterclass, and it's a very emotional time. Would somebody please tell us a little bit about the group? Please. Okay. Where does the group come from?
Okay, we started 10 years ago. The name is Canberra Diggins. We are a group of local people from Mozart. And we all got together and got for auditions to the shows. And when somebody saw us, the owner of the company, Klaus and Canberra. And we are now 10 years busy with the same company doing what we love. Expanding our talents, digging. The Canberra Diggers mean digging. We are digging also in other people, and dig and see what they have to bring to the world, so we can also show those talents to the world. But we are a very exciting group, and we love each other, and we love what we do.
Tell me, why did you want to do this masterclass? Maybe somebody else can answer. Go ahead.
First of all, I didn't know about the masterclass. I'm the only she told us about it. And when I heard that it was the only, I really wanted to come to this class because I actually wanted to learn more, because as I'm being honest, I don't know much about the voice. And today, I know a bit, not a bit, I know more. And I'm actually glad that I decided to come, because at first I was like, it's just another person coming and telling us stuff, and then I don't think that maybe they don't even know. But I came and I was like, this auntie really knows what she's talking about. And it was great being here.
Thank you. That's wonderful. How do you feel about your progress?
At first, when I came in here, my voice didn't sound like just great, because I normally sing out of my throat. But today I was learning a lot from you, and it's like I didn't think it was like coming here skeptical, because
the moment I saw you, I knew, hey, this one, she knows what she's doing. So when I was doing that, what you learn is like, is it really my voice? It's a difference when I sing. It's something else when I talk. It's something else. So it's a big, huge difference.
Mm.
So I'm really, really honored and glad to get that from you and that you have learned us and give the gift that God has given you and come and share it with us.
Thank you.
May you be blessed wherever you go and may God bless you abundantly.
Amen. Thank you. Kayla, what brought you?
I think everybody here wanted to learn something to inspire them to go on and learn more about the talents and everything. So everybody here wants to know more and to do their talents even better than they do it. So I think the will to come here and then learn more from the pro we wanted to know more and we wanted to do better and we were inspired by a great person and that made us think that we could do better than usual and reach to them.
That's great. That's exactly where we're at. Tell me.
My interest in singing started way back.
Right.
My dream was to become a writer, so I started composing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel I haven't got a voice, so I do the composing, but someone else do the singing.
Uh-huh.
So when this opportunity came at hand, I said, no. Let the people who got the golden voices, let it go. But I realized this woman is from overseas. Just maybe she can do something for me. Because my first question would have been, can you put some richness in your voice? Like other people who were born with the richness in the voice. Because I got a flat dull voice.
That's what you thought?
Yes.
Ah, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And everything started off. So I don't need anyone to sing whatever I write. I will do. I sing my own writing.
There we go. That's great.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. The thing is, Franz is 62 and has the voice of a 25-year-old. Because basically that voice was never touched. It was never developed. It was never put into place. And what came out today is the voice of a young man. Marina, what did you feel about the masterclass?
Well, I just want to say thank you. You put my voice in the right place. And I just want to say Today it was really fun to sing and to learn more. And it was really, I just thought today I really want to come here and to sing and...
do it right.
Yes, I know other people. So.
Yeah. The thing is that Marina's had some very, very big problems. And when I came here in October, there was barely a speaking voice. That was very close to having vocal cord nodules. The speaking voice is not in the right place yet. It needs to be even higher and even cleaner. But we've made some very, very, very important progress. Jonathan.
I just want to say thank you to Miriam, because today I'm a very changed man. And I learned a lot from you today. And now I can see you better than before. Thank you very much from my side.
You're very welcome. From your side, the front and the back and the top and the down, all of it, your thank you is
precious to me.
Absolutely.
Yes, my darling. Yes.
Marianne. When time to know, we told us about his classes. I wasn't so keen on coming, but I'm really, really glad they did stay. I have a problem with voice controlling. Today I learned it's not about placing my voice, but it's all about. I'm so excited I can't even probably breathe now. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It's such great talent. Great talent. Andy.
Yeah, hi, Marina. I just want to say thank you on my side. At the beginning, I told you that I have sinusitis, I was suffering from sinusitis, and the mucus in the throat and everything, and I was pushing my tongue up a bit, and I fell asleep, but actually, while practicing today and going through your powerful hand teaching, I didn't see that I didn't use my throat naturally. And while I was busy, I was behind the piano, I see myself at the door standing and I hear the vibration of the sound coming back to me, and it really shocked me. And what I can further tell you about the voice is that it put me back, way back. During time, in the beginning was the word, but the word was voice. There can't be a word, there's a spoken word, and that word changed into consonants and vowels, and things happen. Just amazing. I just want to say, my last word is on Shalom Shavahim, in the Yitzhah, Shalom, Shalom.
Wow. He just broke me up altogether. Where did that come from? Where does Shalom Chaverim come from? That means peace on my brothers.
Because you brought the word of God.
Where does that come from? How did you learn that?
Well, you're not supposed to tell me.
You're not supposed to tell me? Why?
Later.
Okay. All right. Sweet child.
Okay, so first, I want to thank you and thank God for being here and inspire us. I had a lot of voice training workshops today and long ago. And from today on, I can only reach higher. And I want to say thank you for sharing your talent, your blessing with us. I am so blessed and I'm very emotional.
It's good. It's good. Emotions are a great thing.
Yeah.
You make me incredibly, incredibly happy because there were so many people. This is the second time. The first time was okay. The second time, people said, well, what are you doing in that place? You have so much other work to do. Why are you going back? And I said, there are people here that I feel have such incredible talent and they need to know. And it's not different than any other place in the world. The thing is that I come from Israel and the thing is that your government is anti-Israel and people don't want to work with people from Israel. And I said, I really don't care. Humanity is humanity. We're all one. We all have a voice given by God. And the only way that the world is ever going to have some kind of understanding and peace again is if we bridge those horrible politics and we go person to person, one heart to another heart, one voice to another voice. The most important thing is that we can give to each other and share with each other and everything else doesn't make any difference. And to me, you know, the whole story about South Africa and the whole story about what's going on in my country is so painful because God made us all. And He made us all equal.
Mm.
And He made us all to be together and love each other. And there are some people who have this talent. There are other people who have that talent. Mine is to share what He gave me with people who want to accept it and who want to partake of it. And I think that ultimately, what our job now is, you know, each and every one of you knows where you have to go from now on. Most important thing is that we see each other again and that we have time to work with each other again and that we continue. This is a drop in the bucket. 6 hours is a drop in the bucket in the careers that you will have, the life that you will have. I thank you for honoring me by allowing me to teach you, by accepting what I have to teach you, and by continuing with the work. Most important, a big love affair. It's a big love affair, and it needs to continue. So please, God, we should see each other again very soon.
I also want to thank Krishna that so said it about you. That. And they gave us a chance to come here because it wasn't for us.
I was wondering when somebody was going to say something about that.
Thank you so much.
Because without Krishna, who is the head of the choir, I certainly wouldn't be here. Krishna is making sure that everything works, you know, chick-chock. And Krishna is the person who really cares tremendously about everybody and who is ready and willing to do all this extra work, these extra hours to put up with me. It's very, very special. Krishna, you want to say something? Please. No crying. Come.
I think the best thing to say is that the world knows that in South Africa is tremendous talent. And no one is prepared to start and digging into this talent. And it doesn't matter the age. If I think I started the choir from 9 years old and upwards, and we stopped at 62 today. And we can go on if you want to. But I think the main thing, and this is a tiny little town in South Africa, that the talent is here. We just need to explore it. We just need to embrace it and to go on with it and invest in it. I think that's the best thing and the thing that we need the most is investing in the talent that is in South Africa. And that is in Oslo and it is in the region. Because I sometimes feel this is a forgotten part in South Africa that is forgotten. And if I think about the talented children that's here, that's not even been explored, that's still out there. But because there's no investment in what is going on here, they lack that experience, exposure. We are fortunate to have you guys here. We are fortunate that we can explore that talent. We are fortunate to have a person like Miriam here. And boy, oh boy, I think if you are going to go on in this way and keep on practicing in this way, because that's the most, the most thing that, or the greatest thing that you can do to yourself is actually owe it to yourself. To go on into this mode, keep on singing and keep on exploring in this, if you want to be this great person. It's only up to yourself. We can give you, she can give you, I can give you the tools, but it's up to yourself to go on, explore it, and better yourself. Because that's what it's all about, given talent.
Tell me something, Krishna. When you first had the idea to do this masterclass for grown-ups, I mean, we've done the masterclass for the children in October, but do you think that there would be a change in the way it was handled, or?
I think the approach is more, I don't know, but the way of showing and learning, the whole approach is exactly the same. It doesn't matter your age. I think it's just the way that, because you will do a lecture, the little ones in the distance, but I must tell you that when she works with the little ones, the vocabulary is the same. The vocabulary is exactly the same, and they remember it. They remember every word. In fact, they had to make vocabulary lists with words on it. So in that sense, that is the same. The vocabulary of the technique stays the same. You can't explain that differently. That stays the same. And their age doesn't matter. And one would think that for little children, that is too much. But they were there all the time. Open-minded, ready to absorb, like a responder, and they're just going on.
So there absolutely was no difference?
Not at all.
At all? No difference at all.
No.
We're grateful, and we're happy, and we go onward and upward. We go upward and backward, and we connect vowel sounds to the muscles, the eyes, the eyeballs, to the thoughts in the back of your head, and stay there while we are speaking.
Yay!
Oh.
Excuse me, madam, one question. Also, curiosity. I noticed you use a kind of sparking your instinctive.
No, it doesn't matter. It's just Miriam's preference. That's all. So we're saying goodbye from Oakhorn. We're speaking, and we're caring, and we're loving each other in South Africa, and we will return, God willing. Bye-bye.
Bye, Miriam. Bye, Miriam.
That's the way it was. That's the way it ended. And thank God, it was wonderful. Bye.